This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Bob Cordaro Show Podcast.
Great, good morning, everyone. 11:09 a.m. here in the Great Northeast, the third hour of the Lollapalooza. This beautiful Friday, March 14, 2025. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he. And it's a big day to fight for America, defend our values. And with the help of John Basiliga, Basiliga Hospitality, and opening night, Thursday night for Pennsylvania's hottest new nightclub, Sergei's. Lower level, 519 Linden Street, right beneath Atera 519 in downtown Scranton. So we honor the brave who have made us and kept us free that we lost recently. Conrad, Sonny, Kelechawa, Dixon City, Francis Trickle, the Abingtons, Paul Basso, late of Colorado, but from Wilkes-Barre. Andrew Belendi, Scranton. Joseph Katkowski, Pottsville, formerly of Covington Township. Alan Kessler of Milton. And Frank Pugliese, whose niece called in today. He was from West Wyoming. So with history, our great founding fathers, and the incomparable Constitution of the United States of America as our guides, let us continue today's battle. Gaveling back to order this meeting of the Club for Common Sense after that brief news adjournment, promising a sanctuary of sanity to all of you for the balance of this morning. Hey, Knights of Columbus, St. Anne's Basilica gang, they'll be on St. Anne's Street starting at 5 o'clock until 8. They've got a fish and fries deal. $10. $12 if you don't buy in advance. And because I was saying to Brian Hughes, that's too cheap. I would feel like I was ripping off the Knights of Columbus, which would surely make me go to hell. So $10 in advance if you go online or call 241-6420. You can save the $2. And I have extra tartar sauce at home. So I use it like a, I mean, you would look at it and say, well, where's the fish? But yeah, it's going to be good stuff. And by the way, great Knights of Columbus. Love the Knights of Columbus. Somebody checks in. Hey, Bob, you know, what do you say? Do your last hour from the back porch and invite a few of your radio listener pals over to help get rid of those bottles of wine. It was a good idea, but I got it too late. And if I serve you wine, it's like if you invite me to your house. You serve me wine and you have more, I may never leave. So I'm aware of that, okay? Somebody says they changed Thursday garbage runs in Scranton. Thursday changed to Friday in Southside, didn't even notify the taxpayers. Well, that's our mayor, Mayor Cognetti, and she's got her consultant, Rubicon. So you're paying for them to screw up what the guys could do on their own. Oh, Lordy, Lord. That's so Somebody pointing out, and they didn't name themselves, and they do this thing. I love your text, by the way. But you keep putting a period after every word. But it allows me to bring this up. Christians being killed in Syria. They're going door to door. They're killing supporters of... This is, by the way, this is the guy that the Biden administration embraced. The terrorist who now runs Syria. And they're killing you if you're Christian. And they're killing you if you supported Assad in some way. By the way, which includes people who pretended to support him because they were going to get killed by Assad. And now we have this Syrian nitwit trying to foment problems at Columbia. And thank God he's in jail. One of our great listeners texts in, I've plowed snow for almost 40 years, and I've gotten more snow this time of year than at Christmas. Yeah, how about that? Well, the month is not over. And by the way, I remember April snowfalls of consequence. The beauty is that it's fun because it melts so quickly. Kevin in Berwick says, come on, Angelo, no red sauce on the pierogi. I agree with you 100%. That is blasphemy, even for Angelo. Air Force guy texts in, Bob LTS, gas in Shikshini, $2.75 cash, $2.85 credit. Man, isn't that great? Good stuff. $2.97 at Quick Joe's on Blakely Street, Dunmore. All right. They're getting there now. Rodney says, Bob, gas is $2.75 in Shikshini. Has been for weeks. Rodney, thank you, Rodney. By the way, body shop guy, near the end of the show, because he had somebody he wanted me to mention and dedicate the our closing poem, Tomorrow Never Comes, just text me at the end, because now it's buried in about literally hundreds of texts. So text me near the end of the show so I could say something. But somebody texted in, that's hysterical. When I almost died 2 years ago, the ambulance crew that I didn't know said, don't worry, body shop guy. You'll be okay. Well, they know you're body shop guy from this deal. All right, here's another fish fry dinner. So we've got the Knights of Columbus on St. Ann Street. We've got the Daleville VFW, both of which are going to be great. And then we've got Fish Dinner Day 4 to 7 at the Sylvania Lodge in Shikshini. Choice of baked or fried haddock, green beans, chicken. No, don't have chicken, it's Friday. Choice of baked potato, french fries, coleslaw, all this, $15. Dine-in or takeout, Air Force guy says. So the Sylvania Lodge in Dixon, in Shikshini, rather. Somebody says, hey, Bob, I'm pretty sure I'm getting a low price on dinner from the Knights of Columbus. It'll be on it'll be on the bottom of the list of reasons why you're going to hell. LTS back at you. Very good. Very good. Somebody says, Easter 1969, big snowfall. Now, I was a kid, but I remember that. I remember the huge snowfall on Easter. I do. All right. I'm going to plunge in, Bulldog. I'm going to plunge in. It's against my better judgment. What's our theme song? Yeah, well, he doesn't know much about much, but he's Frank from Wilkes-Barre. Hi, Frank.
How you doing, Bob?
I'm doing great, my man.
Yeah, it don't sound like your buddy's doing good.
He's doing great. What do you mean?
President Trump.
Peace? Inflation down, gas prices down, egg prices down, foreign policy strong, great stuff. What are you talking about?
What's is down too, the internet.
What?
There's a lot of stuff that ain't working right for him.
What internet's down? I'm on the internet on three computers right now.
Oh, you know everything then. Yeah, but
well,
what
I know
do
that.
With this Musk guy?
Huh?
Musk, what is Trump going to do with him?
What do you mean, what's he going to do with them? We're finding all this insanity.
What kind? He didn't find nothing yet.
He found $105 billion
in anything.
He found $105 billion in savings, Frank.
Well,
where the hell have you been?
We're going to find out what he found or not.
Frank, what rock do you live under? Seriously, where do you get your news? Seriously, where do you watch the news? What do you watch?
I don't watch Fox News. I know that.
What do you watch, Frank?
MSNBC.
Oh, well, YouTube, you're really on
like
top of things there.
YouTube, Midas Touch Network. You know your buddy.
So how do you not know?
Mark Kelly is a traitor.
Frank, how do you not know that the Doge found $105 billion just for starters?
Did you get any proof?
Yes, I haven't. Did you ever look at Doge.gov? DOGE.gov. Go right there,
yeah,
Frank.
We'll put that on. Donald Trump. That's Donald Trump. He's the one that out. Now he laid our own people out. He got to hire them back now. That's how smart you are. The stock market is down. They say we're going to have a recession. And you're doing good.
Bulldog, are we ready?
What rock do you live under?
No, Jackie Gleason.
You're a fool. You've got a bunch of fools that call you. I got one, Trump, to be a dictator. That's the kind of people you got.
Frank, but you call in and you never have any idea what you're talking about. Like, ever. You're always like,
down.
You're not just
everybody's
wrong.
KO1 is down.
Frank, you're just,
the
you're not just wrong.
Still high.
You're
still high.
Frank, you say the exact opposite of that which is true. Every time you come on, I'm astonished.
The stock market is going up.
I didn't you check it.
You told me the stock market is rising. I could do it with
I didn't
Joe
check
Biden.
It today.
It's going way up, huh?
Well, it's up
you
today.
Me that?
It's up
tell
500.
Me it then, Bob.
The Dow Jones is up 550 points today.
Yeah, today. How much is it down since the person Trump got in?
It's about the same from when he got in.
Yeah.
It's about the same from when he got elected. Yeah.
I don't believe you. I'll go check it out for myself.
Yeah, Frank, please do. Check it out for yourself, okay?
Yeah, I mean, what are you going to do when they start cutting Social Security? What are you going to tell your people?
Frank, I don't know where you get your information. I give you a chance every time.
Donald Trump said people are 300 years old are getting checks. They call it a Ponzi scheme. That sounds like they're trying to cut it. Would you to the... You believe there's people 300
Frank,
years old getting,
Frank, did you know that Donald Trump checks? Did you know that Donald Trump proposed no tax on Social Security and every Democrat voted against it? Did you know that?
No, it does.
Did you know that? Whoa, Frank, did you know that?
You know what it does, though?
Frank, did you know that?
The money goes to Social Security.
Frank, did you know that? Did you know that?
Yeah, I believe it. I wanted them to do that.
Jackie Gleason.
Donald Trump wanted to get Social Security. That tax goes to keep Social Security going. Yeah. You know everything.
Frank, Jackie Gleason has something to say to you. Are you ready? Have a good weekend, my man.
Bob,
we'll take a break. Bob Cadaro, WILK, will return. Now, if it wasn't 1966, this date that Paul Revere and the Raiders released their hit Kicks, that's what Murph tells us, I would think they were talking about sneakers. But I doubt it. And, of course, Larry Kudlow, the University of Rochester graduate, my fellow alumnus who I've had a chance to interact with a number of times. Just love him. Absolutely love him. He's brilliant. But he was a big advisor in the first term, and he's a big cheerleader in the second term, and always common sense on economics. Always common sense. Let's go to Roger in Tunkhannock. Roger, how are you, man?
Good, how are you?
I'm great.
I want to ask you a question.
Sure.
Are you familiar with Roosevelt's dollar a year, man?
Yes.
How comes it sounds like nobody even heard of that, the way they're carrying on about Elon Musk.
I know.
If it hadn't been for them guys, we'd have never won the war.
Yep. They totally restructured the economy. Big time corporate executives and wealthy people totally restructured the economy to get ready for the war and to see us through the war and supplying the world. I am happy you brought that up, Roger.
Those guys like William Goodson, he was head of General Motors. He was one of them.
Yep.
Henry Kaiser was another one. He made the Liberty ships. You know, they called them Kaiser coffins.
Yeah.
Those guys are talking to the people in the military. The people in the military didn't know what they were talking about.
Hey, and Roger, the amazing thing is, I guess they would, instead of having the richest guy in the world who's created successful computer companies or high-tech companies, successful manufacturing companies, successful rocket and space exploration companies, I guess they would rather have somebody like AOC or Bernie Sanders make these decisions, huh?
Well, that's what those guys were. Those guys were making so much money, it was silly for them to get paid.
Yep.
So they got a dollar, and they signed a contract for a dollar for a year.
Yep. Dollar a year.
And they're going carrying on every day about Elon Musk. It's hard to imagine how you can be so stupid.
I've been trying to figure this out, Roger. I really have. Is it the hatred of Trump that is so intense that it makes them stupid? I don't know. I don't understand it. I really don't know.
I don't even think it's a hatred of Trump. I think they hate themselves. They're like a snake. They bite themselves.
I cannot disagree, Roger, and I appreciate you calling and giving this thought. You're right on, baby. Dollar a year men from World War II.
Tell your readers out there to get that book out. It's called Freedom's Forge. It's got all of that stuff in there, how that worked out. Freedom's Forge.
Freedom's Forge.
I can't remember the author, but it's Freedom's Forge.
We'll find it. Thank you so much.
I got one more thing
I
want to tell you.
Go ahead.
So you know what they're like. The guys in the military, the engineers and stuff, they're talking to Henry Kaiser. And they're telling Henry to keep talking about Da Vinci. Mention Da Vinci. And this is the kind of guy Kaiser was. After the Navy goes, he says to his aides, he says, get a hold of this Da Vinci. I got to talk to him.
Here it is. Freedom's, Roger, I found it. Freedom's Forge, How American Business Produced Victory in World War II by Arthur Herman. It is available everywhere. Nice.
Oh, that's a hell of a book.
I agree.
I mean, it ought to be a classroom book. It ought to be a requirement for school.
Well, we get rid of the teachers' unions, and our teachers will probably be able to teach it.
I'm starting to wonder if that's even going to pan out.
Well, we're working on it. We're working. By the way, he's made the most progress that anybody's made, including Ronald Reagan, on getting rid of the education department. So it's a start.
You know how they've been sending out them, you donate some money, and they send you out them questionnaires, you know, do you want to do away with gun control? Do you want to do away with this? Everything I ever got where I could squeeze it in, I put do away with the Department of Education.
Good.
For 20 years now. For 20 years I've been doing that.
Life will be just a little better, and certainly education will be a lot better if we get rid of the teachers' unions, not the teachers, but the teachers' unions and the education department, federal education department. Amen.
Well, I think we almost got to start over, because I don't think there's any teachers that doesn't have their brain warped with college.
Well, it's a concern. I agree, Roger. Hey, you hold it down in Tunkhannock and call again, will you, please?
Yeah, nice talking to you.
All right, my friend. Thank you. We'll take a break. We want to hear from our great sponsors. Good call from Roger up in Tunkhannock. Let's take a break, hear from our great sponsors. We'll come back with our veterans tribute this hour, the weather, and then you, 570-883-0098. Our veterans celebration this hour, brought to you by our friend John Basiliga, Basiliga Hospitality. And the featured property today, although I could run through it and you'll love them all, the Old Brook Inn Springbrook, Far Street Tavern, the great Trip Park section of West Scranton, Queen City Tavern, Oliphant. You've only got till St. Patrick's Day before they renovate. Scranton Art House, the cinema, the theater, the event space, the bar, the food. Lackawanna Avenue in Scranton. Aterra 519, the crown jewel of restaurants, Northeast PA and beyond. Sergei's, the new nightclub opening Thursday, next Thursday night. The best hot spot anywhere. I'm telling you, I was there. Anyway, our veterans this hour, Conrad Sonny Kelechawa. Sonny was 80 when he died January 4th. He was from Dixon City. He survived by his wife of 55 years, Christine. Her maiden name was Sidorovich. He was born in Carbondale. Active member of St. Mary's Visitation Church in Dixon City. Did all kinds of things for them. Coached baseball, basketball, softball. Graduate of Lakeland High School. Retired from Thompson Consumer Electronics, formerly RCA Industrial Park in Dunmore. He served with the U.S. Air Force during the Vietnam War. And here he is, a fourth degree, Knights of Columbus, the Dixon City and Troop Council. He loved hunting. He loved fishing. Surviving in addition to his wife, his daughter, a son, five grandchildren, other family members. Sonny Kelechawa. Francis Trickle. He was 88 when he died January 4. He was born Rahway, New Jersey. He and his beloved wife of 64 years, Dr. Mary Markin Trickle, made New Jersey their home until retirement. He was a senior executive in the corrugated paper industry, retiring from International Paper. Aside from his professional career, he was a craftsman. He loved to build and remodel personal home projects. He loved animals that knew no bounds. He loved to fish. He was a disabled U.S. Navy veteran of the Korean conflict. He served us in the South Pacific, participating in Operation Wigwam, the historic testing of the hydrogen bomb. A man of deep faith, he built a home in the Poconos to be closer to family after retirement. He was a member of the Church of St. Bernadette, Cresco, PA, Knights of Columbus, district deputy, 50th wedding anniversary with he and his wife. In addition to her, he survived by his daughter, grandsons, and other family members, Francis Trickle. Our great veterans this hour. Brought to you by Sergei's, the new nightclub. It's opening Thursday. Get ready. Storm Tracker 16 forecast from meteorologist Joe Snedeker. Today, he tells us, mostly sunny. A beautiful day. High 62. Tonight, partly cloudy. Low 45. Saturday, partly sunny with a chance of a shower. 65. And then Sunday, rain heavy at times with thunderstorms likely. High of 68. I, for one, will be happy to hear thunder. I will. I'm telling you. Art says, Bob, thank God it's Friday. Stop up for a frozen pina colada later at the fireside. Art's going to be there with his Marine dad. Love it, love it, love it. Well, Cutie has plans. Cutie tells me where to go, and I go. Just what it is. Somebody said, Bob, there's an Act Blue and a Win Red. Both sides are similar. I gave to both on an individual candidate basis. Bob, let's be fair. Both parties have their grassroots donor sites. No. Let me say this. And I would welcome scrutiny if WinRed is laundering money. You maybe did not hear what I said that is coming out. This is a big deal. And I want you to try to absorb this. Now, James Comer has said, this is just one aspect of it. They're laundering money in the names of individual donors. Act Blue. One woman, an 80-year-old, on Social Security from Virginia. Now, we don't know who gave the money, but they used her. This is criminal conduct. She's from Richmond, Virginia. In the last 500 days, one woman, Carrie Alberti, made 22,619 donations, a total of $800,397. And you cannot compare the extent to which Democrat and establishment nonprofits are sucking money out of grants. By the way, law firms, consultancies, and nonprofits sucking the money out of the federal government to the tune of trillions. Don't forget this. Don't try to equate them. There is no equation. Period. Act Blue, from all indications, and I'll be proven wrong. If I'm proven wrong, I'll admit it, is a criminal organization, a money laundering organization that takes money run through nonprofits, NGOs, and probably foreign countries. They pretend it's from individual donors, and they give to Democrats exclusively. Act Blue. You're going to see it. They'll follow. Steve from Dixon City. How are you, Steve?
How are we doing?
I'm doing great.
I just like to. I met you at Vince's book signing. I just want to say hi and welcome Vince back home too. He was away.
Is he back home?
He's
everywhere, right, Steve?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Well,
a great way to eat pierogies, I'll tell you right now.
Go ahead.
If you take a little bit of Frank's Original and you sprinkle a little granulated onion, some honey on there, and I'll tell you, that is one delicious pierogi.
Well, then it becomes a gnocchi.
Well, I'm talking cayenne pepper sauce. I know,
the hot sauce. Steve, are you Polish or Slovak?
I'm Polish, German, Pennsylvania, Dutch, and Native American.
All right. Well, I'm half a Polak, okay? Polish and Slovak.
Yeah.
I think it's blasphemy to put anything but butter and onions with your pierogi.
Oh, I love butter and onions. I put onions on them too.
Okay.
my wife, you want to hear blasphemy? My wife used to put ketchup on hers.
Oof. Well, that I get. Ketchup is good on everything.
Yeah, I guess so. All right.
Well, Steve, thank you, my man. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Let's go to Jim from Harding. Jim, how are you?
Hey, could you hear me good?
I hear you great.
You know what gets me? I hear these commercials about Democrats saying how, like, Medicare and all that's going to be cut. Now, it amazes me. They keep saying there's going to be no cuts in Social Security, nothing Medicare, nothing Medicaid, but these people still listen to these Democrats.
Yeah.
And if they believe them, they're invited to my house this summer. They could swim in my pool with my mermaid, ride my unicorn, and at night we'll toast marshmallows with Bigfoot.
Why do people insist, Jim, on being fooled? Why do they insist on it? I don't get it.
Well, because they're not listening to all those sides of news. MSNBC, like that one fellow said, they're a joke.
The last time government spending was cut was never.
Yeah. Hey, how about Mitch McConnell in 2010? I was watching Fox News. They showed a film clip from 2010. How he said we need to get all the waste out of Medicare, Medicaid, and all that, and now they're going the other side of the coin because that's all they got is fear-mongering.
Well, I played, Jim, at the beginning of the show at 9:05. I played Barack Obama for about 2 minutes. He had his own doge about wasteful spending, ridiculous spending, and guess who his czar was? Joe Biden.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, one more thing. That Rand Paul says he ain't going to be voting for his CR today. You had Thomas Massey voted against that, and then you got that Mitch McConnell. He's all over the map. They're all from Kentucky. They must have something in that water that draws off common sense out of the brain. I was born in Kentucky, but moved at an early age, thank God. You know, so my brain would have been affected.
Well, I'm going to say this, more so about Rand Paul, who I love. I got to meet him, talk to him. Rand Paul is principled. And he sticks to his guns no matter what the popular sentiment is. I can't speak for Massey. He seems to go a little off the deep end sometimes. But you can't be absolute. You've got to take what you could get as you can get it, and that's what this continuing resolution is.
If you pass this, then you go forward. Sometimes you have to retreat to go ahead. But these guys, they'll fight Trump every step of the way.
I know. Well, they're fighting for principle at least, and it didn't matter either way, so I was okay with it.
And one more thing, all these people get elected, sure, they all want to do what's right for constituents, but, you know, like with this Brennan, I didn't vote him in office to try to keep his job. I voted him into office to do his job.
And he is. Brennan's doing a great job.
Oh, yeah, but that's what everybody else should look at, you know, Amen. Not follow the Democrats down the rabbit hole of socialism.
Amen. Jim, thank you. Always a pleasure.
Hey, you have a nice weekend.
You too. Have a great weekend. Cabinet guy texting, Bob, I'm 100% Slovak. And the only way to eat pierogies is butter and onions, and especially not fried. I don't mind the fried. Not that I'm not the arbiter on these things. I grew up with Slovak food more than Polish because my grandmother did all the cooking. Kevin and Berger says, what are these savages doing to their pierogi? Well, he's entitled. He's part Yanko like us, so he's entitled to his hot sauce. That's time for the Bloomberg Money Minute. An outrage on the ACLU I want to talk about. I hope we have time when we get back. Murph says 1968, the UK television show Top of the Pops premiered a video of the Beatles' new hit Lady Madonna. Again, that's 1968. Hey, we're going to finish. I got to play it again. Downtown by Petula Clark. Just one of my favorite songs. That's what we'll wrap it up with. By the way, HVAC dude says, butter and onion, period. Now, somebody else texted and said, I love bacon and cabbage pierogies. Well, you can't have that on Friday. It's Lent. Somebody texted in, hey, Bob, love when you have our local politicians or people promoting what's going on in the area. The interview with D.A. Brian Gallagher was fantastic. Thank you. But that's thanks to him, actually. He's a good man. He's a good D.A. And Murph works for him. So even more important. Somebody says, Bob, Biden was Obama's doge? That's probably how, when all his hidden money got taken from till now. Chuck from Garbondale, just like I am, a supporter of Paul. Senator Rand Paul. And he's talking about Ron Paul, the dad. Yeah, no, butter and onion. That's it. I'm with you. Somebody says, Act Blue explains how AOC is worth $23 million. Yeah, we got to get to the bottom of this. You go get him, Petula. I don't have time for this ACLU thing. Suffice it to say, a lunatic judge ordered us to pay $150,000, the Indiana taxpayers, for a guy who strangled his 11-month-old daughter. $150,000 to become a woman. These people are insane. Don't fool yourself. They're nuts. They're gone. Let's finish with our two poems. Policeman's Prayer. Lord, bless the ones who wear the badge, the ones who walk the beat. Protect and keep them safe, particularly this weekend while they are on the street. As they wait and as they watch, doing good for all, guide their minds and give them strength for each and every call. Ready to put their lives on the line, give them courage each day. Let them know you're always there in each and every way. So bless the ones who wear the badge. Protect them from harm. Always keep them safe and in your loving arms. Now, Body Shop Guy, you had somebody for me to honor and pay tribute to for Tomorrow Never Comes by Norma Cornette Merrick. And I was, maybe you weren't listening at the moment. I said, I need it again because your text from the 9 o'clock hour is buried. I don't know. It would take me a month to get to it. We don't have that kind of time. So I'm not going to get there. I'm not going to get there. But this is also for my cousin Tommy P's late wife. Tomorrow Never Comes. If I knew it would be the last time I'd see you walk out the door, I'd give you a hug and a kiss and call you back for just one more. If I knew it would be the last time, I'd spare an extra minute or two to stop and say I love you instead of assuming you know I do. So just in case tomorrow never comes and today is all I get, I'd like to say how much I love you. I hope we will never forget. Tomorrow isn't promised to anyone, young or old alike, and today may be the last chance you get to hold your loved one tight. So if you're waiting for tomorrow, why not do it today? For if tomorrow never comes, you'll surely regret the day that you didn't take that extra time for a smile, a hug, or a kiss. You were too busy to grant someone what turned out to be their final wish. So hold your loved ones close today and whisper in their ear that you love them very much and you'll always hold them dear. Take time to say, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, or it's okay. And if tomorrow never comes, you'll have no regrets about today. Have a great weekend, guys. I'll let you know what I did when we come back Monday, God willing, I'll be here. But for now, we gavel to a close this meeting of the Club for Common Sense, thanking our veterans through our friend John Basiliga, Francis Trickle, the Abingtons, Sonny Calachawa, Dixon City, Paul Basso, Wilkes-Barre, Andrew Belendi, Scranton, Joseph Katkowski, Covington Township, Alan Kessler, Milton. Have a great weekend, guys. We are adjourned.
WILK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.